listening to Average Joe's Chess, a chess podcast made by average chess players, but exceptional lovers. We're gonna make love to you, Average Joe's Chess. We're gonna make love to you, Average Joe's Chess.
Yeah, it's not the most sadistic one. Like, it's not going to put you in as much pain, but there might be some emotional or mental pain that comes with it.
Save it. Tell me in a minute, Joe. Tell me in a minute, because this is episode 6. We're in already. Episode 6, Joe.
Honestly, it feels like just yesterday was episode 5. And it's funny because I said the exact same joke in episode 5.
I don't even know if you exist, if you're some sort of AI you've got on the other end of this. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you forgot to reprogram me for this episode, and yeah, I need a bit of an update.
You definitely do, Joe Fur. So, Joe Furkey, what we got coming up? Tell us, can you even remember? And I think I said that last time.
And last time I did remember, this time not so much. I've completely forgot the topic, if I'm honest. I don't know why I'm here.
Well, topic we've got coming up later is blindfold chess.
That's the one. That's the one. Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
you've been spending too much time with your dad.
I really have, honestly. It's really rubbing off on me.
It was a good one-liner, I've got to admit. How long have you been preparing that?
And that's the thing. I had actually remembered what the topic was, but I had to set you up for it.
Oh, very nice. And we're also going to cover what we've been doing this week, our ratings, challenges, how we got on with that, because you've sent me some really... like tough challenges the last 2 weeks. I don't mean even like chess wise, just mentally, physically, emotionally, they've been tough, Jofer. So yeah, we're gonna go over that.
Does part of you think that maybe I've got some underlying emotional hatred towards you or something?
Straight away with the therapy. I like it. Straight away. Gotta bring with it out. Therapy.
It's what I'm here for.
You know, I have known you since you were a baby. Mm-hmm. And I have spent the last, how old are you, 20 summer? I don't know. Spent the last 20 odd years tormenting you so that I could completely screw you up so that when we do this podcast, we've just got shit to talk about, basically. So, yeah.
I can't thank you enough. Honestly, you've made me the man I am today.
Oh, no problem, Joe First Night. So, yeah, we got that. Challenges. Got a bit of, world chess news, amazingly, again. We've got the theme. We're going to talk about what we've been exceptionally loving. And we're going to kick off, Jofers, with what have you been doing this week?
Oh, you know what? I went for a job interview yesterday at another college. And it wouldn't be it wouldn't be this podcast if I didn't talk about Jofers. Handing in what was that?
I was just going to say, you do it every time. It's about the fourth podcast now where... you've just talked about resigning, getting sacked, playing chess at work. Now you're telling them you're going for other jobs.
I like to live life on the
genuinely
edge.
Genuinely hope that... well, actually, I hope they are listening. I think it'll just force your hand. I hope your boss is listening to this. Joe's boss is gone for an interview today. Carry on, Joe.
Well, weirdly, I put my boss down as the my main reference and he got an email from them. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's probably not the best idea, is it? It's, but yet, weirdly, in the interview, he was saying, because it's for something to do with a college in it, and he said, so what else can you bring to us other than the actual role that you're doing? Like, would you do any enrichment programs or anything? And I was like, oh, to be honest, I'd like to run the chess club. And he was literally like, fuck yeah, not fuck yeah, it was a professional setting, but he was taken aback. He was like, oh, and I genuinely think that swung me the job. So for all the chess fans out there, it's a good time to be a chess fan. It really seemed
it
to
really
swoon
is,
him.
It really is. He'll just get you any job, won't it? That and the fact that you're an exceptional lover. Did you mention that?
I showed him in the physical, the practical part of the exam.
Were you expecting the practical part, or did he just spring that on you when you said that you're an exceptional lover?
That's the thing. He didn't really give me too much of a choice, but it was, you know what? I was just happy to be offered the job.
Oh, fair play to you, Jofers. And you were offered the job as well, weren't you?
I was. It was I'm turning it down, but it was nice to be offered it.
Oh, there are some idiots out there, aren't there?
Exactly. Honestly, why would they employ me? I've literally got the dirtiest, most explicit chess podcast out there, and he wants me to work with kids. The guy's an idiot.
God, complete idiot. Well, anyway, there's going to be more jobs, Jofers. And, you know, at some point, you're going to be quitting your job to work on this full time.
Exactly.
That's if enough people listen. And if you are listening and you want to follow us, you want to What else can they do, Joe? First, like it, give us 5 stars. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds anything. Good to me. Yeah.
Send us cash.
Oh. Yeah, give us your mother's maiden name.
Anything, we don't mind. Just send us anything, we don't care.
Anyway, what have you been up to, Al?
What have I been? Well, I've been up to something that was really, really good, and you were doing it with me, Jophers.
Wait, people aren't supposed to know about this, though.
Well, we interviewed Robert Ramirez, didn't we? Finally interviewed him. Did that yesterday, and that was just so good, wasn't it?
It was one of those pinch me moments where I was just like, I'm actually talking to a national master. I'm talking to someone who can actually play chess.
What, you talk to me every week, Joe Furs?
Exactly, I was talking to someone who could actually play chess last night. But no, it was a pinch me moment. It was just, not only is he this, like, just cracking chess player, but he's just the most cool, laid-back, humble guy. Like, he ended up just being a big talk about just life in general and growing up and philosophies on life. Ah. And genuinely, it wasn't just a chess episode. It just, I learned a lot about everything. It was, yeah, I loved it.
It was great, wasn't it? So yeah, that was the highlight of my week. That and inviting me and you to Miami to Robert's house to record an interview at some point.
That was actually one of my favourite parts of the podcast, because he was originally saying he'll come to London. He's like, no, we'll go to Miami. He's like, oh, you've just uninvited me. Brilliant. He's a funny guy.
But yeah, hopefully he'll come here as well at some point. That'd be great.
I'd love that. It'd be amazing.
So
yeah,
that was the highlight of my week, Jophers, and I think it's probably highlight of yours too, I reckon. So
it was.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, this podcast and this episode feels a bit empty without him. I feel like he has become the third cog in this wheel.
Oh, well, there was talk of getting Robert's mum on and your dad on at some point as well, wasn't there? So
yeah, out of context, that sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
It really does. And so let's move on to ratings. Sweet Jophers, how you been getting on?
Honestly, so out of nowhere,
Jophers, let me stop you. Sorry to interrupt, Jophers. You really want to know, because last week you promised that you would do something to your rapid rating. Was it rapid?
Still don't know them.
It was your rapid. It was. You promised you'd do something to your rapid rating. It's been stuck at 1800 since you retired. You said you'd have at least one game. Sorry to interrupt, but I just really want to know. But carry on, Joe. Sorry, carry on.
You know, you're right. It's been stagnated at 1800 because I'm too scared to lose that rating. It's been there for about 8-9 months now. And you'll be pleased to know it has remained at 1800.
did you play? Did you play?
No, I pussied out of it. I didn't play a single game. I don't have what it takes. I'm not the man
so
I wish
excited.
I was.
I've been waiting all week for this moment, as you can tell. I just want to know whether you're up or down. It's where it was. next week, I bring
the excitement, don't I? But you will be pleased to know. So my bullet was 1581 last week, and then I hit my highest of 1629. So my highest of all time.
That's bloody good.
And then I lost it all the next day, and now I'm 1473.
That's even better.
Yeah, I know. So I gained 100, got my record, and then lost about 200-300. So yeah, happy days.
That's all right. How does that make you feel? Because obviously it could happen with your rapid as well.
There is a Joe fist-shaped hole in my wall at the moment. I took it badly.
In your what, sorry?
Yeah, that's just what I do when I lose chess. I did take it badly. I took it to heart, but my blitz is doing good. My blitz went from 1580 to 1611, so that's in the right way. That's going
that's
in the right direction.
Very nice.
How about yourself?
Very nice. My rapid did stay the same, 1554. My blitz went up again now to 1160 from 1099, so a gain of 61. It was a bit higher, but then we've delayed this podcast by about 20 minutes while you farted around, which meant that I dropped some points. But compared to 2 weeks ago, it's gone up like 200 odd, and I simply put it down to my dark piece opening and doing the perk instead of the crap sort of trappy openings I was doing. And that was just following Robert's videos, so pleased with that. And Bullet, I think, has dropped again, 887 from 892, but I don't really play it.
There you go.
It's been a pretty good week. Enjoyed it. Enjoying the Rapid at the moment. No, enjoying the Blitz at the moment. Do you know, I'm going to get it tattooed on my arm at some point, just so I can remember which is which.
Yeah, your chess challenge for this week that I'm going to set you is just to learn the difference between rapid blitz and bullet.
That's a great challenge, I accept it. Right, your challenge. Let's do challenges, Joe, first. Come on. I mean, I have got a really horrible one for you.
Should we recap on last week's real quick first? Because there were some interesting ones, weren't there?
Let's recap on last week's challenges, and then if anyone hasn't heard what you've been doing to me or what you've been forcing me to do to myself, then it'll make sense as to why I'm being such a bastard to you this week. So, yeah. Last week's challenges, Joe, I challenge you to look into the monkey's bumhole. How did you get on?
Yeah, I've been exploring the monkey's bumhole. It's a dark place, Al. It is. It's bad. It's not fun.
Lead you into a dark place, yeah?
It led me into a really sticky situation that I just couldn't get out of. It was awful because the worst thing about this challenge, I mean, I'm not slagging you off. It was a cracking challenge, but it relies on them playing 1g6 or something, or whatever it is. They have to, like, fianchetto their bishop. It's been like 6 years and no one's fianchettoed their bishop against me. I haven't been able to play the monkey's bum.
Come on.
I haven't. I've been playing it, but like, it's supposed to be reacting to their moves, but they're not making the moves that I'm supposed to be playing, if that makes any sense. So I'm playing something. I don't know what it is. It's some other animal's bum, but it's been tasty. I've lost a lot of games.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. Could you not play with the monkey's bum hole when they were doing other open? You know, it's not actually called the monkey's bum hole, is it? It's just the monkey's bum. Ow. I don't know where hole came in.
Just your imagination running away with you.
I think it was. I think we made it more specific. The bum could refer to the cheeks, couldn't it? You know, the monkeys have like a red arse or something. Some of them do, don't they?
But they do.
We've narrowed it down to the bum hole, and I think that's what's thrown you here. You're waiting for the fianchettoed bishop, rather than just, you know, using the monkey's bum however you want to use it, Jophers.
So much of this out of context is just awful. I mean, so much of it in context is awful.
So, okay, so you've tried it. It didn't work out too well. It's not something you're going to adopt into your sort of normal play?
No. I think that's I've done all the experiments with the monkey's bum that I need to do. I just didn't get a good taste for it. There's no way to talk about it without sounding rude. This is awful.
There just isn't, is there? And what about the chess? Did you try it in that this week as well?
Yeah, shall we talk about chess for a bit?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Oh, Jophers, a challenge you set me.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh.
What, do you want to recap it for us?
I mean, how about we just play a little audio? Because, in fact, we'll recap it a little bit. So I asked you to play some bullet chess, but in a very, very ice cold, purely just full of ice, ice bath. Most ice baths are full of ice. I'm really describing this amazingly.
Can I stop you? Most ice baths are full of ice, but mine wasn't.
Ooh, what was
mainly
it full of?
Because I... Well, I didn't have enough ice, but a few weeks earlier, we'd been to Aldi and bought some of their own brand chips, and they were bloody disgusting. So we only ate a few. So I had half a bag of frozen chips that I didn't know what to do with, so I put them in as well.
I love that. It's nice to have a little mid-game snack.
Yeah. So carry on, yeah. So you challenged me to have this ice bath, play chess, go on.
And I just thought it'd be... I knew it'd be cold, I knew it'd be kind of tough, but you always go on like, oh yeah, I have my cold showers all the time, oh, I'm such a man, oh, big caveman, blah, blah, blah. You sent me the audio of you playing chess in the bath. You little bitch! Oh my God! It was awful! So I think before we go on, I'm just going to play the audio real quick, if you don't mind, and for anyone else... people should know that this is just a snippet. We'll play the full thing at the end because it's just golden. Here's a little snippet of what to expect.
Oh, that's cold.
Oh. I just lost a bishop. I think I've lost my testicle somewhere too. Oh, God. Oh, God. What's he...
Oh, Jophers, that was a good job you can't see the video.
Oh, honestly, Al, I don't think you see anything in that video due to the pure coldness of the bath.
I got to say, yeah, what you're saying about the cold showers, I do. I have cold showers every day. I've done it for about 18 months or more. Follow the Wim Hof method. In fact, I even emailed Wim Hof's team to ask for advice on this challenge.
I love that. What did they say?
They said Wim's really busy right now and maybe try again next year. That's what they said. Thanks for your email. Wim's really busy. Try again next year. I mean, what's he going to be doing? He's got a year of busyness and then next year, yeah, I'll give you some tips on playing chess in an ice bath. So
isn't his whole thing
Wim
about
Hof instead?
I thought his whole thing is about meditating and taking life easy. Like, what's he busy with?
Meditating and taking life easy. It's pretty fair busy enough. When you do that.
It's a full-time job.
I basically channeled him. I sort of took on an alter ego, or I tried to. That was until I immersed more than my shins in the cold ice bath. I'm not really an ice bath sort of guy. I didn't think I was. So what I want to say, Jofers, and this makes me feel really bad as well for setting you such a horrible bastard of a challenge this week. But what I really want to say is I loved it. As much as the video, the sound clip makes it sound like I did, I actually really loved it. I got out, had a hot shower. I was buzzing afterwards. Yeah,
you want to
so nice.
You know what I want to know? How did it affect your chess?
Okay, so, because I couldn't bring myself to play longer matches, so I played two games of Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in there about 3 minutes or so, and the chess was just secondary for me, really.
Yeah.
I was just moving pieces around. I gotta say, I didn't really get into it. I lost very quickly, but it's Bullet. I would have done anyway, but I felt like, I mean, at one point I lost a queen and I didn't even know I'd lost a queen till about 3 or 4 moves later. I don't know. Don't even know where it went.
No.
Probably just, I got no idea. So I don't think it's the way forward for playing chess.
You don't think people will start incorporating it into their over-the-board games?
Oh, now that would be interesting, over-the-board in an ice bath.
Imagine like, Magnus Carlsen one side, like, topping and tailing with Hikaru the other side, like, by the tap. And it'd be amazing.
It's just not something I want to imagine. I don't know. Those sort of images, they don't appeal to me. I know you like that sort of shit, but you follow chess more than me. You're a proper fanboy. I'm just not into all of that. But the week before, you sent me the tweezer plucking challenge. If anyone hasn't heard that, I recommend listening to that podcast. Joe challenged me to play Bullet whilst having hairs pulled out of my leg. That wasn't nice. But the ice bath one, yeah, it did. You know, it's not a good way to play chess, but it did make me shop for a proper ice bath today, Joe.
There you
so
go.
I nearly pulled the trigger on one for the garden. I say nearly because I'm a bit indecisive like that. But I'm going to get an ice bath for the garden so I can have more ice baths without the chest. Go on, Joe.
Yeah, with my challenges, everybody's a winner. Everyone thinks I'm mean and I'm sadistic, this and that. But honestly, like, I care for you. I wanted you to get that ice bath.
I'm getting that feeling now. I'm getting that feeling. So, yeah, that's... And maybe, even though I'm saying the challenge I've set for you this week is totally horrible...
Mm-hmm.
I also think it's going to help you a lot as well. But what have you got for me, Jofers?
Okay, so this one, like I said, it's not a physical pain. It's nothing like that. It's not on the ice bath level, but it's a little quirky. Mm-hmm. It's a little different. It might impact your social life a little bit.
Oh, no.
So essentially, you can play, you can play chess games any way you want. You can use whatever opening you want. You can win the game. You can lose the game. You can do whatever you
mainly
want.
Mainly lose.
But, the first game that you play every day for this week up until the next episode, so let's say 7 days, it tends to be the average week. So every day, the first game you play, if you lose that game, you then have to apply makeup, like heavy makeup, and just go about your daily business.
Oh, joke.
So you need to make sure you're not losing that first game. You need to be switched on for that first game. No, this could help you. This could be the push you need to get to that grandmaster level. That first game, you need to be switched on. Heavy makeup.
Like heavy. Like, what do you mean? Like, oh, man.
I'm talking. I'm talking a bit of blusher, a bit of mascara, a bit of. What else do people put on these days? A bit of maybe nail polish? I don't know.
What if I don't play my first game until I'm in bed then on the night? I might just hold off playing chess. Is there a time of day you want me to have that first game?
You know what? Be creative. But if you wait until bed, it's just going to be a massive inconvenience because no one's going to see the beauty of the makeup. You're spoiling it for the world.
I normally take my makeup off before bed as well, so that's not going to work.
But okay. I'm just thinking, I know one of your daughters is doing her exams at the moment, and so you'll be taking her to these really professional school place exam type scenarios. Just you will look stunning.
I've got to actually go into the school as she's home educated. I've got to go into the reception area. And what I normally do is drop her off. I go and sit in the car for a couple of hours and then I walk back in and pick her up. So, and while I'm sat in the car, guess what I do? Play chess, mainly.
My favourite thing is there's a stigma about like homeschooled parents and how maybe they're a bit quirky, a bit kind of different. You're just going to turn up like full kind of shebang. Just, I don't know, this, it's just going to, it's going to do wonders for the stigma.
You know what? I think I can do this. It shocked me at first, but I've got no qualms with that. If somebody wants to wear makeup, fair enough. I genuinely have no issues with that. It's just I don't want to wear it. I don't normally wear it.
I love that.
People who know me know that I don't wear makeup. So I think this is going to hit me quite hard, Jofers. And the worst bit of this challenge, other than making me go out in a very uncomfortable way and pushing the boundaries a bit for me, is that I always lose my first match.
Really? It's almost as if I knew this as well.
You
the
bastard.
Worst thing out.
Did I tell you this?
The worst You're thing you need to be notes. Aware of is I've tried makeup before, and we look good in makeup. There's something about our genetics out. I don't know what it is, but you're not going to go back. This is going to be the new you.
Perhaps. I mean, I was playing with a few filters today on TikTok, and I did try the odd makeup bit on, and you know, yeah, okay, yeah. Thanks, Jofers.
Anytime.
I like it. So I suppose you want to know what I've got in store for you.
Nah, let's move on.
Well, I'm taking you from the monkey's bum hole to something completely different.
Okay.
So we spoke to Robert Ramirez, National Master Robert Ramirez, last night, didn't we?
We did.
And I don't know about you, but after speaking to him, I was so motivated to improve my chess. Mm-hmm. It just really helped and, you know, made me want to play more chess, made me want to study more chess, more importantly. But it also made me want to enjoy the game more and not worry about ratings and things like that. And I'd already thought of this challenge before we spoke to him. But now we've spoke to him, I'm sort of seeing it in two ways. One is that you're probably motivated, are you, Joe, to improve?
I feel so motivated.
And it's probably made you want to play more chess and so on.
I want to play a lot more chess. I'm addicted again.
You're not, because your challenge is you have to have a week off from playing chess, Joe, first.
You're kidding.
You've got to have a week off from chess. You can study chess. This is why it's a good thing. You can study as much as you want. I'm not sure about tactics. Yeah, I'll let you do tactics. You can read books. You can do whatever else. But you can't play a single game of chess until, what's the time now? Until 8:55 p.m. on Friday night next week.
Oh, I've had such a hard week at work and I've just been looking forward to just relaxing to a couple of games of chess tonight.
I know. You know, I've only done this because of you setting me challenges that you thought were horrible that actually I didn't mind too much. And I think this is going to benefit you, Jofers. I think you're going to do this and think, actually, there's a life, there's a world outside chess. Think of all the things you can do with that time. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, you're going to study. When you do come back, oh my God, you're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
What do
think
people do without chess? What do I do with my time? I genuinely don't know what I'm going to do.
You can tell us next week.
Oh,
I'm sure
my.
You're going to come up with loads of stuff.
That's if I survive the week, Al. You might be doing a solo podcast from now on.
I just love that we do a chess podcast and you're banned from playing chess.
I know. You know how to keep the listeners engaged.
And I will be checking, Jofers. I know you've got multiple accounts in multiple names. I will check. At first I thought, shall I just give him a 24-hour ban? I'll make it 48. And then I thought, tweezers, ice bath. This is it. And guess what, Jofers? This isn't the worst one I've got for you. I have got a challenge that is so horrible. I had to ring your mum and ask for permission to do it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
And she said to me, don't do that one, Al. Just don't do that. It's not very nice. And so that, I'm only telling you this, so you know I've got more in reserve.
Man, you know
if
what?
You set me any... Mm-hmm.
You do it, bring it on next episode.
You're going to regret that.
You will
regret that.
I will line something up so fiery and just so nasty, like they should put me behind bars. I'll get you, honestly.
This is how nuclear arms race starts, isn't it? I can see that. So I'm not going to fire this missile at you. I'm keeping it in reserve.
Yeah.
But trust me, if you give me something that is really bad, this is going to be your worst nightmare. Your worst nightmare. Trust me.
Bring it to me. I can't wait. This is going to get dirty. I'm ready.
I might even reveal what it is to the listeners, but then obviously you can't listen to the rest of the podcast, and I know you'll probably listen to it back. So I'm not going to... No, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, keep it till next week.
Your mum knows. You could ask your mum, but I don't want... You know, I've took your chess away this week. This is just going to put you... She'll put you on the naughty step with this one. This is bad,
Joe. I love it. I think these are two very fair, very kind of rational challenges. I'm down for both of these. This is... Yeah, let's do it.
Fantastic, Joe Furs. And that leads us on to chess news. You got anything? World chess news? I know you follow chess a lot. You watch tournament in Norway, is it, at the moment?
Yeah. Norway Chess Open. It's been decent, to be fair. I think the big game is on right now, so it's a good job we scheduled this so that none of us can watch it. And but yeah, it's the two people who are leading. It's Hikaru and Fabiano Caruana. And yeah, they're playing against each other today in like the final game. So if...
Seriously?
Yeah. So it starts off with a classical game. If Hikaru wins that, he wins. But if it's a draw or he loses, then I think Fabiano wins. So I'm just thinking, whoever wins, we should get him on the podcast. I think they've earned it.
You reckon?
I think so.
Why don't we get Magnus on? Because he's not playing.
Well, he's in like fifth or sixth position right now. So he hasn't really earned it. Like, he can come on when he gets good at chess.
Yeah, he's not good enough.
No.
Let's leave Magnus off. Let's get one of the other two on.
Exactly.
If we can.
Yeah, but then again, we could always see it as maybe we'll give Magnus the opportunity, give it to like an up-and-coming chess star, because he could be good one day, who knows?
This might be the push he needs.
Exactly.
Or he might just listen to this podcast and think, what a pair of wankers, I'm going to play really well now just to show them. And it'd also be the push he needs.
Exactly. So yeah, if he's out there listening to this, which he isn't, best of luck.
Yeah, good luck, Mag. Nurse. don't want to be too familiar with him. although you do, don't you? You want to be familiar with Magnus and Hikaru. You were talking about him in the bath earlier.
Oh, wow. So,
not you were in the bath talking. You know what I mean.
You know how people want to be a fly on a wall in certain situations? I would want to be a duck in a bathtub in that.
I actually watched some of the... I watched about two matches. You know me, I'm not into watching. Mm-hmm. I don't follow the chess. You know, I like playing, I don't follow it too much. But I did watch one or two matches and it was all right. The commentators were all right. I thought we could do a better job. But, you know, they were all right. But I hated the fact that occasionally they zoom out from the computer simulated board thing, and then I just can't see what's going on anymore.
I know
and
what you mean.
They did it at the crucial moments at the end of the match. It's like, just leave that board up. That's what I want to see.
See, I love the chess commentators because they'll be commentating on these things and they'll just be saying, oh, so obviously like H5 is weak here, yada, yada, yada. And it's just, it's all gibberish to me as if like they all see this thing. It's like, they'll say something like, oh, you guys seeing what I'm seeing? I'm like, no, like, I don't see anything.
They're making it up as well.
I think they must be.
That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
But
they
should
say what they like.
Exactly.
And no one knows. Average Joes don't know.
Exactly. We should do our own chess commentary, though, just as average Joes. And it could be quite funny.
Let's do it. That sounds really good.
I don't know. Who came up with that idea?
it's as if we talked about it before. I know.
But
I've
if
got
I...
some news, Jeff.
Oh, go on. Hit me up.
Carry on. Sorry.
No. You go.
Carry. Are you sure, Joe?
I'm so sure.
I can tell you're scared now. You think I'm going to unleash that challenge. Oh, yeah, go on, Al. You're
I've
so
got
bad.
To really suck up to you now. I am a little worried. So, yeah, you do what you got to do.
It's nothing much, really. But I was sort of trying to think, I've got to bring something to the table. I've got to bring some chess news. So I did a bit of looking around on the FIDE website, and I saw there is a World Rapid Team Championships coming up with €100,000 top prize.
Oh.
And... we need to put a team together. Because it said one member of each team has to have never reached 2,000 rating. So each team has a player, not 2,000. There's some big names entering this. But maybe, you know, me and you, we just need... I think it's six per team. We need to find four other people who'd be willing to do this. I think we've got a shot.
Ow.
Or even just you.
We're two men who record a chess podcast in their spare time. We don't know four other people.
Shit.
Yeah, no, it's the only thing standing in our way. Well, but okay, so it's just, this isn't looking good. The fact that I can't even get my head around how it works, I don't think we stand a chance.
Nah, and I don't even know what rapid is either. So.
You'd be there doing every single move within like a 1 second time frame, not realizing you got 15 minutes.
And I'm in an ice bath at the time, fucking hairs out my leg.
Yeah. Why isn't everyone else looking really blue and confused?
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, well, let's just forget it. Let's Shall talk we? About the theme, Joe. Let's talk about blindfold chess.
Oh.
Have you tried it?
I don't own a blindfold.
Yeah, right.
You got me, yeah. Blindfold and the handcuffs, the whole lot. It's just, it came as a set, so it's, yeah, now it works.
But yeah, that's very interesting, Joe. Do you use it for chess?
Yeah, it's part of a chess set. It's but no, weirdly, weirdly, I've never actually played blindfold chess because you probably know this better than anyone. I'm not good at the whole visualization in terms of chess. So if someone says c4 or b12 or anything like that, like, I don't know where to find that on the chessboard.
I find that I'm pretty much the same, to be honest. I know where they are, but I still have to think about it a little bit. There's a podcast called Blindfold Chess, I think. And I've listened to that a few times, and he sort of talks through matches, famous matches and stuff, and you try and visualize them. And it's bloody hard.
I bet.
It's really hard to just... And that's not even playing blindfold chess. That's just trying to visualise someone else's match. But I think it's a good skill. I heard Robert Ramirez talking about it and him saying that is a good way to develop playing a bit of blindfold chess.
He also said that it's nowhere near as hard as it looks. He said it's tricky, but it's not as hard as one might think.
I mean, I can imagine it really does help with visualisation. But from what you've told me about thinking about Magnus and Hikaru in the bath, etc. I think you're pretty good with your visualization already, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to translate that into chess, though. I don't think that's going to help me on an actual chess game, weirdly.
Probably not. Which one of them's wearing the blindfold?
Mate,
probably both of them if you're in the bathroom.
Exactly. To be fair, if I was playing blindfold chess and it was the other person who was blindfolded, I reckon I'd stand a pretty good chance at winning.
Think what you could just get up to. If they're wearing a blindfold, you could just walk off and leave them there.
Yeah.
Like play classical, set a 3-hour time limit and just walk off.
You could even, when they call out the move, when they say, oh, can you move my bishop to b4? Just move something completely different. And then they'll get so confused later in the game. It's like, it's just, my memory's shocking, man. This isn't where I put upon my bishop.
Oh, so you don't think it's something you're going to be doing then, Joe?
No, I'll do it. I mean, I'd be happy to give it a go with you or against you. I think it's something fun I'd like to get into, but I'm not the brightest of people. I'll be the first person to admit that. I don't think I'd be very good at it, but I'd try.
What about if you didn't call out the moves, but you just fumble and sort of feel the pieces, try and work out what's what, and then move one? Obviously, don't do this when you're with Hikaru and Magnus in the bath.
Because, you don't want to be moving the wrong pieces.
Obvious reasons. Yeah, exactly. But maybe you could just do it that way. Although that could be funny, couldn't it? You could go to move the bishop and I'll just put something else there instead. I don't know.
Well,
there's potential here, isn't there?
I was originally, because of the theme, going to set you the challenge this week of playing blindfold chess. But it would be you on your phone just moving random pieces. It wouldn't make for very good content. But then again, nothing I do makes for very good content. So why should that stop me?
I think it would have been all right. Yeah, I could have done that.
Okay, but again, you had already told me that you'd lined up something pretty sick, and I just thought, yeah, I gotta match that. To be fair, yours isn't that sick. I like yours. I think it's fine.
What, a week off from chess?
No, the one that I set you about the makeup. Like, I think we need to break down the stigma of blokes wearing makeup. If it looks
Absolutely.
Good, it looks good. If it feels good, it feels good.
I've got no issues with that, but you said heavily made up. I know we're going back to something we've covered, but heavily made up, what does that mean? Like, cheeks really red, big, I don't know.
I'm talking full-on, like, Elizabethan prostitute. Like,
oh, come on.
Yeah.
You've been watching Blackadder or something.
Oh, I have. So I just think it would really bring your eyes out. It would look good.
Yeah, no, I'll give it a try.
And it's not even the way it looks. It's more just the inconvenience, I think, just knowing that whilst I'm not allowed to play chess, you're at home just applying makeup when you could be, like, raising kids or running a household or doing something productive with your time.
Am I supposed to be doing all that?
She's like, oh, shit. It's been 16 years. No one told me.
Oh, no. Jofers. I didn't know that was the job description.
Yeah, the family's been perishing now. You need to get your act together.
I tell you what, how about I don't tell any of the family what your challenge is? I mean, they do listen to the podcast, but maybe if they don't this week. And then they just see me walking around with makeup on.
Yeah.
But I mean, as you know, my oldest is well into all of the equal rights and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. She's just going to think it's great.
I love how you say as if equal rights is just a random hobby. Like, yeah, they're well into it.
Oh, man. So that's great, Joe. First, so this just leads us on now. I mean, I can't believe we've been going on for 34 minutes here, I think, roughly.
It feels like just yesterday we were on 33 minutes. I'm going to keep using that joke. Yeah, it doesn't even make sense because it wasn't yesterday. Oh, I'm so tired, Al. It's been such a long week.
Has it been a shit week, Jofers?
Yeah, well, not shit. It's just in terms of careers, I'm a little lost. Like, why isn't this chess podcast making millions? Like, they would fix everything.
It will, Jofers, it will.
Do you forget?
Sorry, I missed off the word not after the will.
Sorry, it's okay. Yeah, that pause.
But, I mean, don't let that get you down, Jofers, because I know this. You're an exceptional lover, aren't you?
It's weird that my uncle knows that, but it's true. It's true. The theme song doesn't lie.
So what have you been exceptionally loving this week, Jofers? Putting you on the spot, but what have you been exceptionally loving?
Wow, I don't want to make him feel a little bit weird, but I have been exceptionally loving Robert Ramirez. Genuinely, the conversation with him, it has made me feel more positive about life, about chess, about everything. It was just, what a guy, man. I still can't get over it. It's like, I can't wait to get other kind of chess players or people related to chess on the podcast and whatnot, but I think that will always be a bit of a special moment for me of actually talking to someone who had no right to be on the podcast. Like, what's he doing there? Like, he's way too good for us, but he's just there out of the kindness of his heart and his love for chess. And so I've been exceptionally loving him, and also I've been loving my chess again. It's kind of rekindled my chess spirit.
Well, how about you get a poster of Robert, put it on your wall, and then take a week off from chess?
But the thing is, when I get angry at chess, I punch the wall, and I could never do that to Robert.
Oh, yeah.
Although if people listen to our podcast with him, they might hear about his way of dealing with bullies when he was younger. But we'll leave that for people to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Jofers, that's great, man. I'm glad you exceptionally loved that. I loved it too.
How about yourself? Were you being exceptionally... I can't even say it. Exceptionally loving.
Say it again, Jofers.
Exceptionally loving.
Are you AI? You are, aren't you? That was an AI.
I'm just going to speed that bit up in...
Exceptionally loving.
Oh, no. The other day, I was with someone. It was my friend who had, like, lost their job. And I think I was saying something about, like, trying to offer up some kind of words of support and love. And it just came out so robotic. It was just like, oh, no, I really am going to miss you. The office ain't going to be the same. And just everyone burst out laughing. But I meant it really...
Is this a friend who was fired? The friend who was fired, or yet another one? Are no, they just no, dropping yeah. like flies around you?
Same guy. I forgot. It wasn't actually... It's a sticky situation. I don't know what it was, but I shouldn't really talk about these details on a podcast, especially not one that's number one in the UK at the moment. See, I can lie to the listeners and they can think, fuck, man, this must be a big podcast. We should carry on listening.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I mean, I would. I'm listening.
I'll listen when I'm editing it back.
We've discussed this, Joe. You edit nothing. You claim to be editing stuff. You just bloody send me a file and say, yeah, I've done it all. And it just sounds like it did originally, except there's a bit of music at the start.
That's all you need. What more do you need?
Nothing. I mean, that music is actually all we need, but
there you
then
go.
We talk for about 30 odd minutes. You asked me what I'm exceptionally loving.
Yeah, go on.
Wow. I think there's a couple of things this week. Firstly, you mentioned before about my daughter doing exams and so on, and I said I sit in the car and play chess. But this week, it was on a Monday, it was nice and sunny, it was the morning. I sat there, had a couple of games, and then I thought, I'll just watch a couple of videos. I had about 2 hours to kill, and I dozed off. And oh my God, car park sleep. I had both windows open, a bit of breeze coming through. You just can't beat it. Sleep in your car, in a car park at about 10 a.m., wow, it was fantastic. Best 1 hour snooze I've had for ages.
See, that's what life's really all good. About. It reminds me of me and you after playing badminton like a few months back, just sitting in the park. You introduced me into breathing techniques for the first time, and we got that car so nice and steamy, and it was just...
Oh
man.
It was embarrassing, wasn't it? That woman pulled up next to us, and we were doing deep breathing. The window's really steamy, and... Yeah. It's all right. He's my nephew.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, and when she joined in, oh my God. So yeah, the car park sleep was great. And other than that, the other thing I've been exceptionally loving is the number two podcast in the UK. Behind us, which was is the Phone Jacker podcast. Oh, oh my God.
Bruh.
I mean, that guy's nearly as funny as us. Bruh. It's so good.
It's what we do for our warm-ups for the podcast, isn't it? It's how we get into it. Stuff.
Yeah. A bit of Brian Badondi. So yeah, I mean, once people have listened to this, if they want to listen to Phone Jacker, I would. It's really good.
Nah, it's nice really of you good. To give him his big break. He'll need that.
Yeah, I know he'll return that at one point when he gets famous. I'm sure he'll mention us at some point.
He'll make it one day. I have high hopes for that man.
You know, that bastard's going to prank call us at some point, and we're going to fall for it.
I don't think anyone has my number. Well, at least that's what I'm hoping. That's why no one calls me. I haven't received a phone call since like 1997.
Oh, Jofers, you know what?
Oh, sorry, was that a question? I thought I was retired. Go on, yeah. Sorry. It just sounded so rhetorical. Go on.
Let's try it again. Jofers, you know what? Oh, Joe, I'm just going to tell you. All I was going to say is we've been going on too long, haven't we? We've done it again. We've just been chatting loads of shit for 40 minutes. Supposed to be talking about chess. We did a bit of chess. We talked loads of shit. Jofers, when you do the editing, put it in now. Put that clip of me doing that shit.
Let's do it. Okay. Thing. Run
let's
the tape.
Let's call it a day. Should we call it a day? Run it, Joe.
And let's go for it.
I'm getting in. Yes, up to the ankles, up to the shins, sorry. Oh, I'm going to sit down. Oh, you know, that's cold. Oh, got my phone ready to play. Oh, deep breath. I haven't even got my nips in. I'm going to go full nip. Jesus! Okay, start the game. I'm white. 1 minute. Oh, hurry up! Ah, it's not for... It's glitching. Okay, here we go. I'm going to play the... They're playing the Sicilian. I'm going to play a weird King's Gambit variation on it. Here we go. Bring my knight. Try and calm the breathing down. Castling... Okay. Oh, shit. I forgot. His bullet got to play faster. Okay. Let's just move. Oh, I just lost a bishop. I think I've lost my testicle somewhere too. Oh, God. Oh, God. What's he? Okay, got him. Okay, he's getting a bit more comfortable. He's delaying on his move slightly. Let me take back here. Oh, I just lost a knight. What have I then taken? 40 seconds left. For me, 35 for them. Okay, took a pawn back. They're currently 10 points. Oh, shit, I just realised I lost a queen at some point. I didn't even notice. Oh, this is a horrible Joe. Oh, jeez, what am I pressing? 30 seconds each left. The only hope here is to win this bugger on time. Let's just see what happens. They're playing really badly. Okay, they've got a queen on my 7th rank. They've just took a knight. I'm down to 2 rooks against most of their pieces. I'm attacking their queen. Oh, I've been checkmated. Oh, sort of relieved. Oh, let me try another one. Oh, deep breaths. Okay, I've got to press play. I forgot about that bit. Okay, oh God, I'm white. I'm sitting here just wasting time waiting for them to move. They're playing the Scandinavian. For some reason, I'm losing a bit of vision as if I'm blacking out slightly. Okay, oh, let's see. I'm just going to take their pieces here. What's happening now? I need to castle kingside. I'm going to pre-move it. Yeah. Oh. Okay, I'm sort of settling into this. You know what? I'm checking them. It's a lovely bloody check there. I don't know what else I can do with it, but... Okay, let's move back again. Probably boring to listen to now because I have actually settled in, but I'm going to win a game. Let me win this one for a change. I think I've trapped the queen. No, I haven't. Oh, let me see. I think I can get their queen. Unless they get mine first. Oh, I'm about to lose mine, aren't I? Oh, bugger it. You
splash about a bit, make it cold. You know, it's a good way to stay in an ice bath for quite a long time. Oh, I'm shivering now. Okay. This is really boring for anyone to listen to. You know what? I'm just going to resign and get out. I've had enough. I'm resigning. Okay, that's it. I'm out. Cut the audio.